This is Sunny, coming to you from my backyard in the Superior Highlands in Lake County, Minnesota. Well, the summer solstice has come and gone, the longest daylight of the year. If it weren't for the fact that we still have 2 months of above-freezing temperatures left, this event could be somewhat depressing. Light is necessary for life, and during the summer solstice time, we are drowning in daylight. We are also drowning in insects this year. Last year was pretty miserable, mosquito-wise, and this year isn't any better. It seemed like the minute the snow melted, the mosquitoes came out, and with all the rainfall, they've been multiplying like crazy. Long live the rainfall. Pick your poison, flood or fire. They both cause disaster with relative ease, it seems. And this year in Minnesota, it's the flooding in the news all the time. We're lucky in the Arrowhead. We have gotten a lot of rain, but nothing compared to other areas. People are sandbagging in the north-central part of the state and tearing out basement carpets in the south. It's astonishing, really. After so many years of drought and heat, comes somewhat of a shock to think of water, rain, as the enemy. Instead of worrying about fire, we now worry about jungle rot. But the insects don't worry. Oh no, they carry on, and they will carry on long after their human hosts have fled the woods. I pray that the bats and birds and other insect eaters will all increase in numbers this year due to plentiful food. Even though our hematocrit levels will suffer from all the bloodletting, the insect eaters, especially the mosquito eaters, will hopefully be happy and gorge themselves, enjoying the fats of a wet summer. June is bittersweet. The light peaks now and will slowly be dropping until the winter solstice. The noisy woods of May are getting quiet. Migratory birds have already nested and are sitting on eggs or feeding young. So there isn't as much birdsong as there was a month ago. But there are a lot of birds singing every morning and every night. I normally get up and walk dogs in the dark, but these days I can see light in the eastern sky during morning walks. Light doesn't usually show up until 7:30 or later in the winter. Now it's 4 a.m. and we can start to see the sky brightening, and that quiet time in the early morning woods is when birdsong starts to fill the silence. And that quiet time in the early morning woods is when birdsong starts to fill the silence. It reminds me of Benjamin Britten's Young Person's Guide to the Orchestra. Each instrument or group of instruments is showcased alone, displaying their individual contribution to the rich music that follows. It's like that with early morning bird music in the woods. We go out in the dark with headlamps and long sleeves, protection against the ever-hungry bugs, and all I notice at first is the high whine of mosquitoes and the call of the barred owls. But one by one, a bird will start to sing. Lately, the winter wren is first, with its long series of trills and musical notes, loud. I've heard winter wrens call in the middle of the night before, bursting out of the darkness, kind of like out of ink, something alive. Next, the hermit thrush. It makes me so happy to hear the flute song of the hermit thrush. Last year, I had wood thrushes by the dozens and no hermit thrushes until July. This year, just the opposite. I get to hear hermit thrushes all the time. As the light starts to grow in the east, more and more birds start to call. The oven bird, the one that goes, teacher, 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 teacher. The robin, the veery, with the harmonics in its downward spiral call. The chickadees, finches, and the long calls of the warblers. It's a great time to be awake as light starts to brighten the eastern sky. I'm glad I have dogs that have to be walked before I go to work. That way we get to hear the early symphony. June is the strawberry moon, according to the first people of Lake Superior, but this year it's the strawberry blossom moon, due to all the cold and wet weather. No berries yet, which may explain the bear that frequently walks through my yard in the evening. It's hungry, remembering the birdseed that used to be there. Without berries, the bears are searching farther for food. One night in late May, I threw out some old bird seed and checked through the window to see who would get to it first. The chipmunks arrived immediately, followed by red squirrels. Then a doe came out and ate from the pile. And after she left, Bud or Gladys, I can't tell them apart, but one of the resident pairs of ravens showed up. And right before it got dark, I looked out and sure enough, the bear was lying down, licking up the last remnants of the seed pile. Wow. In less than 3 hours, that old bird seed was a memory. Makes me grateful that I'm not hungry. We are large mammals, so food is important. Animals and birds go after food all day long and sometimes all night long to survive, to fill their empty bellies. Summer doesn't automatically mean plentiful food, maybe if you're a snowshoe hare and you live on grass and leaves, but it can be hard to get a good meal if the berries and summer fruits haven't produced yet. Speaking of production, the garden is in, but because of the wet and cool weather, the garden isn't thriving. The potatoes are doing okay. Cabbage and peas and radishes all look fine. But nothing else is really growing, except the weeds. It's all in a stasis of not enough sun and not enough heat. Cutworms have come on strong this year, chopping down the first half of 2 rows of green beans. Darn them. I bought a bunch of Solo plastic cups and cut the bottoms out of them and pushed them down into the dirt and planted green beans and soup beans inside. So far, those have germinated and are growing up fine, but I lost 2 or 3 weeks of bean grow time. Cutworms, the precursors to some of our moths, can't get up the sides of the plastic cups, thank goodness. But I never had to do this with beans before. It must be a banner year for cutworms. The tomato and pepper plants all look okay, but they look just like they did 2 or 3 weeks ago. No change. No growth. I personally don't like hot weather, but boy, the garden could sure use some. The wildflowers are all coming up strong this year with all the moisture. Orange hawkweed and daisies are starting to fill in the hillsides. Nothing says summer like a blanket of daisies along the road. Wild columbine or honeysuckles are sprouting up. Tall buttercup, water lilies, lupin, white clover, violets, bunch berries, Virginia bluebells, tansy, blue flags, and the end of the bellworts. Spring has ended and summer has begun. It's kind of scary how fast time goes. Wasn't it just winter yesterday? The hummingbirds provide constant, happy entertainment. I don't remember the first moment I became enchanted by ruby-throated hummingbirds, but I've been downright intoxicated with them ever since. Up here, we only have them in our lives for 4 months. But they are a true gift of the summer 4 months. I go out each night before bed and bring in the hummingbird feeders that aren't hanging against the house. The outliers are easy targets for raccoons and other sugar lovers. Each morning I hang them out again with eager ruby-throated hummingbirds buzzing all around. They will even land on the feeders before you hang them up. June is buggy, wet, cold, and windy this year. I hope it finds you making peace with the rain versus cleaning up after it. Adversity doesn't just come with ice and snow. There are plenty of challenges in the summer, and we deal with them and sturdy northern people with sisu. Well, this is Sunny signing off. I can't wait to talk to you again next month. Thank you for listening to Lake County Journal on WTIP. Drive carefully, and don't forget to be grateful.